Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow. He has a brand new book. It's called Mission Possible, Go Create a Life That Counts, from Waterbrook Publishing. And Tim is no stranger to writing books. Welcome back to the show, Tim. What was it about this book that you felt inspired to take pen to paper again?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I think it was the goal to encourage everyone to make our life count, and knowing that the mission's possible. And I think just in our society, it's so easy to get caught up in what we think really matters. And it's that the world tells us it's all about money, fame and power, praise, promotion, platform and status, and how many likes we have on social media. And so this is just trying to give a little bit of a different perspective that while all those things are fine, it's not the reason we're here, nor is it the reason that you're going to have fulfillment in your life or significance in your life. But to truly have a life that counts, is one that is going to love people, make the world better, impact the world around you. And every single one of us have a chance to do that. And that's why we titled it Mission Possible, not Mission Impossible. It's not a Tom Cruise movie where you have to perform daring stunts. It's about something that, every single one of us has a chance to do and the opportunity if we're willing. First of all, if we know that we have a mission, if we're willing to go after it, and if we're willing to choose people's best interest and act on their behalf.
I remember Avery Johnson, the basketball player, he was interviewed one time. And he said something that always stuck with me. He said, I'm intelligent and able-bodied and successful, so God expects more out of me. I need to do more. And I think about that, and I also think about you with your success and health. Do you think kind of God expects this out of you, too, to reach out and give this message?
Well, I think that every single one of us have been given different talents. And, whether that's five, it's two, it's one, so many times in our eyes, we play this game of comparison. But I think for us, it's just a game of faithfulness and stewardship of whatever God has given us, that we just try to be as faithful with it, to use it for Him, not just for our own good, not just for our own selfish ambition, but to be able to love Him and help other people. And so it doesn't matter, where He's put us, how He's put us there, how He's equipped us with whatever He's given us, wherever we're at, we can make an impact. We can help people. And so I want to encourage people, if they feel like, well, they have a huge platform or they have a little platform, wherever God has you, He has a mission for you there. And as long as you have breath, you have purpose. And every single one of us get to go out and fulfill that mission if we choose to. And so I don't think it's necessarily a matter of big or small. I think it's a matter of faithfulness and stewardship.
Well said. What do you think about, and it's very easy to say, oh, this country is going to hell in a handbasket, and that's a little bit overstated, but where do you think we are as a nation when it comes to values?
Well, I think we're a country that still has so many amazing people, and I'm just so grateful and fortunate that I get to be in this awesome country that is doing so much here to love and help people, and also so much around the world. We send out the most missionaries around the world that are making such impacts. I just also think that not many people know about it because they're not always the stories that are shared. And because of that, not everybody always gets to see it. But I will say is looking at some of the statistics, is some of the areas that break my heart is when a third of people say that they're lonely most of the time or all the time, or that two-thirds of 18 to 34-year-olds say that there's nobody in the world that believes in them, or 12% of our daily thoughts are spent in some form of comparison. When I see statistics like that, or when you see a couple years ago between in young people, how there were over 66,000 suicides, and you just think, oh my goodness, this is, we're just missing some of the mark of where we need to be teaching the next generation. And that was really on my heart. And so I want to encourage people in their worth and their value, because when we're looking for it in so many places, that are just never going to be fulfilling. But when we find that in our relationship with God and the purpose that we have in our life and the reason that we're here, you know, then it doesn't matter what the rest of the world says, because we don't have to find our identity from what they say about us, because we found our identity in what Christ says about us.
A couple more questions for Tim Tebow, the new book, Mission Possible. I have a friend who adopted a special needs child, and it's very taxing on her family, but she said that, "I just felt like if I didn't adopt this boy, that he wasn't going to make it." That's something that you see every day with your foundation, don't you?
It is. And actually, we do help the courageous families that adopt internationally, boys and girls with special needs, because there's, you know, so few and far between. So that's one of our initiatives, that we help bring those kids to their forever family. And it's something we're very passionate about, because there's so many of these boys and girls that are literally thrown away, tied up, left alone, sitting on the side of the street. And we just believe it's our job and it's our calling to fight for as many of those boys and girls as possible, to get to them, to rescue them, to bring them to their forever families, to let them know how worthy and valuable and loved they are, not just by us, by the creator of this universe. And, you know, that is something that God's really placed on my heart and our teams. And so whether that's in the special needs community, or it's the orphan care community, or if that's those that are being trafficked, you know, our heart is truly to fight for those that can't fight for themselves.
I was raised Catholic, and I remember a priest told me in high school, he said, you know, think about people that you don't like, or you think are disgusting, or you hate. And he said, look for Christ in all of them, because he's in there. And I try to think of that sometimes when I think of somebody who I am disgusted with, and I think, well, he's in there somewhere. Well, what does that message mean to you? And do you kind of agree with that?
Well, I think for me, I think we need to, I think our mission is to love the Lord our God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Who's our neighbor? It's literally everyone. And so our mission is to love God and love people, every single person. And when we understand that every single person was created in love, by love, and for love, that God loves every single person, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, fearfully meaning awesome and wonderfully meaning unique and set apart, that every single person is awesome and unique and set apart and one of one and special, and they are worthy enough for Christ to die for them, that I need to look at them with that value, that worth, with that love that Christ had for them. And so every single person, whether you agree with them or not, whether you have things in common with them or not, whether you have the same vantage point, or you have the same religion, or you have the same politics, that shouldn't get in the way of loving people. You know, and unfortunately, too many times, what we have in common gets in the way of how we love people and how we treat people. And what we need to lead with is our love and our kindness and our care. And through that, now we can gain deep relationships, where then we can have honest, good conversations that start with respect, love, and care. And now we can dive into them where people don't leave offended. They leave growing together, even though we might not always come to the same outcomes of, you know, our different point of views. But we shouldn't not love someone because we have a different point of view.
You know, I think about how competitive you are in that famous speech at Florida after your one loss, you know, get on my back, I'm going to lead you guys. That really helps you in your faith, doesn't it?
Well, I think, yeah, I think it, you know, you're being able to know that that everything happens for a reason, and the highs and the lows, that that you're not defined by a game. I think it helps you handle the highs and handle the lows, and know that I'm not defined by it. Know that I don't have to live the roller coaster that the rest of the world would live, of the highs and the lows. That's not where I have to find the identity. And because of that, there's also a freedom and a joy that can come in it. And not saying that I don't take the highs and the lows hard, and that it's not a hard and it's not emotional, because it's all those things. I mean, listen, I've cried on TV multiple times after losses, so it's definitely emotional, but it doesn't have to steal your joy or steal your identity, and that's something I'm so grateful for.
Very cool. Last question for you, and you know how nosy people are, and they've been nosy about you your whole life. I know that you kind of open up and you talk about your marriage in this book, right?
Absolutely. It's actually how we start. And, to be able to talk about the mission proposal is what we call it. And get to talk about my awesome wife, Demi, who's actually in the Philippines right now, at our hospital and some of our safe homes, loving and caring for so many of those boys and girls. And she is just such a blessing. And I can't wait to see her when she gets back. But it's important for me to also try to share not just in the highs, but also the lows. And that's something we do in Mission Possible, is to try to be transparent in some of those moments. Because, you know, I feel like the highs of my life through sports and different opportunities God's given me has given me a platform. But I think the lows have also helped in a testimony, too. And so I think we can all learn from each other's highs and lows. And sometimes we just think, oh, you only learn from the good moments. But I think also we probably learn more from the bad than we do from the good.
No doubt. It's Tim Tebow, four-time New York Times bestselling author, Heisman winner with the Gators, took an NFL team to the playoffs, was a pro baseball player in the Mets system as well. Check out the book, Mission Possible, Go Create a Life That Counts, from Waterbrook. Tim, congratulations on the book, and thanks for coming by.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the thoughtful questions and diving in with me. Appreciate you.
All right. Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back and close it on Sports Byline.